Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldar and Tim Masechus Yuma Daf Nun Aleph, the fifth parak Hotziyo. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, on Daf Nun Aman Aleph, a Mishnah was brought where Rabbi Meir lists the Pesach as a carbon yachid that is Docher Shabbos and Tuma, and a related brisa quoted Rabbi Yaakov as listing the Chagiga among Karbanos Tzibur that are not Docher Shabbos or Tuma. On our Daf, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua asks what the difference is between them. If the Chagiga is called the carbon Tzibur Mishum Da'asiba Kanufia, because it's brought as part of an assembly by all Jews who've gathered in Yerushalayim for the Chag, Pesach Nami Asiba Kanufia, the Pesach is also brought as an assembly. So Rava answered, Eka Pesach Sheni Dela Asiba Kanufia. There's Pesach Sheni, which is not brought as an assembly. It's only brought by the minority that were Tame when the Pesach Rishon was brought. Now, since the category of Pesach includes the Pesach Sheni, the Tana calls the Pesach a carbon yachid. When Rava was asked that according to this, the Pesach Sheni should be Docher Shabbos and Tuma like the Pesach Rishon, he answered that in fact the Tana here does hold that the Pesach Sheni is Docher Shabbos and Tuma. Pointing him to the next mission discusses the path taken by the Kohen Gadol as he carried the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim. Ha'imahalach be'heicho ad shemegila b'ena paroches ha'mavdilos b'ena Kodesh u'b'en Kodesh Kodashim u'b'nehem amma. The Kohen Gadol would walk through the Heichal until he reached the space between the two curtains which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the space between them was an Amma. Rav Yossi says there was only one curtain there, for it stated, "V'hivdila parochas lachem bein ha-Kodesh u'bein ha-Kodesh Kodashim," and the parochas shall divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, given Rav Yossi brought a source for his position, the Gemara clarifies that according to the Rabbanan, his pasuk only applies to the Mishkan. However, during Bais Rishon, there was an Amma Truxin, an Amma thick dividing wall, and the rabbis who built Bais Sheni were in doubt as to the degree of Kedusha of this wall, whether it had the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim or the Kodesh. They therefore made two curtains to enclose the space, one where the outer edge of the wall had originally been, and one where the inner edge had been. And point number three, the Gemara brings a three-way machlokes regarding the path the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichal to the Kodesh Kodashim. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there were two curtains with the opening near the southern wall, says that the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh Kodashim between the Mizbech and the Menorah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both hold there was one curtain with the opening near the northern wall. Rabbi Meir holds the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbech and the Shulchan. He didn't walk between the Shulchan and the wall, either because it was blocked by the 10 Shulchanos placed there north to south by Shlomo Melch, or, according to the one who holds they were placed east to west, Mishum Shechina Lava Orach Ara Lemeil Lehedja, because of the Shechina residing in the Kodesh Kodashim, it would not have been respectful to walk directly towards its entrance. According to Rabbi Yossi, who holds the Kohen Gadol did walk directly along the northern wall, Chavin Yisrael Shelo Yisrichna Kasav L'Shaliach. The Jews are beloved by Hashem, since the Torah did not require them to send a shaliach before him with their request. Each Jew may pray to Hashem on his own behalf. The representative of such a people is himself beloved and may proceed directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So once again, the three points are number one. On Daf Nun Amud Aleph, a Mishnah was brought where Rabbi Meir listed the Pesach as a carbon yachid that is Docher Shabbos and Tuma, and a related brisa quoted Rabbi Yaakov as listing the Chagiga among Karbanos Tzibur that are not Docher Shabbos or Tuma. So in our Daf, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua asks what the difference is between them. If the Chagiga is called the Karban Tzibur, Mishum Da'asib Kanufia, because it's brought as part of an assembly by all the Jews who've gathered in Yerushalayim for the Chag, Pesach Nami Asib Kanufia, the Pesach is also brought as an assembly. Rabbi answered, Eka Pesach Sheni Delo Asib Kanufia. There's the Pesach Sheni, which is not brought as an assembly. It's only brought by the minority that were Tameh when the Pesach Rishon was brought. Now, since the category of Pesach includes the Pesach Sheni, the Tana calls the Pesach a Karban Yachid. When Rava was asked that according to this, the Pesach Sheni should be Docher Shabbos and Tuma like the Pesach Rishon, he answered that, in fact, the Tana here does hold the Pesach Sheni is Docher Shabbos and Tuma. Pointing to the next mission discusses the path taken by the Kohen Gadol as he carried the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim. Ha'yimahalach ve'heicho ad shemegila b'ena paroches ha'mavdilos b'ena Kodesh u'b'ena Kodesh Kodashim u'b'nehen amma. The Kohen Gadol would walk through the Heichal until he reached the space between the two curtains which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the space between them was an Amma. Rabbi Yossi says there was only one curtain there, for it stated, "V'hivdila parochas lachem bein ha-Kodesh u'bein Kodesh Kodashim," and the parochas shall divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, given Rabbi Yossi brought a source for a position, the Gemara clarifies that according to the Rabbanan, his pasuk only applies to the Mishkan. However, during Bais Rishon, there was an Amma Truxin, an Amma thick dividing wall, and the rabbis who built Bais Sheni were in doubt as to the degree of Kedusha of that wall, whether it had the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh. They therefore made two curtains to enclose the space, one where the outer edge of the wall had originally been, and one where the inner edge had been. And point number three, the Gemara brings a three-way machlokes regarding the path the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichal to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there were two curtains with the opening near the southern wall, says the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh Kodashim between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both hold there was one curtain with the opening near the northern wall. Rabbi Meir holds the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. He didn't walk between the Shulchan and the wall, either because it was blocked by the ten Shulchanos placed there north to south by Shlomo HaMelech, or, according to the one who holds they were placed east to west, because of the Shekhinah residing in the Kodesh Kodashim, it would not have been respectful to walk directly towards its entrance. According to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that the Kohen Gadol did walk directly along the northern wall, Chavim Yisrael Shulit Srichin HaKasav V'Shalich, the Jews are beloved by Hashem, since the Torah did not require them to send the Shalich before him with the request. Each Jew may pray to Hashem on his own behalf. The representative of such a people is himself beloved and may proceed directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. All right, so now we got our Simber Duff Nanav, and this Simon is a bit of a stretch. Nanav sounds like gnaw, beaver's gnaw. So the Simon is beaver pelt hats. Beaver pelt hats. So here goes. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were considered a carbon sibor, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, and to see if there were dotted lines marking the path for the Kohen Gadol. Once again, in slow motion. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society, beaver pelt hats, that must be run duff, nanolif, nah. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon sibor, which reminds on Daf Nun Amun Alf, a mishnah was brought where Rabbi Meir listed the Pesach as a carbon yachid, that's Dokah, Shabbos, and Tuma, and a related brisa quoted Rabbi Yaakov as listing the chagiga among carbonous sibor that are not Dokah, Shabbos, and Tuma. So in our Daf, Rav Huna Breda Rabbi Yeshua asks what the difference is between them. If the chagiga is called the carbon sibor, Mishum da Asib Kanufia, because it's brought as part of assembly by all the Jews who gathered in Yerushalayim for the chag, so Pesach is also brought in his assembly. So Rav answered, there is the Pesach Shein, which is not brought as an assembly. It's only brought by the minority that were Tamei when the Pesach Rishon was brought. Since the category of Pesach includes the Pesach Sheini, the Tana calls the Pesach a Karban Yachim. When Rabbi was asked that according to this, the Pesach Sheini should be Docher Shabbos and Tuma like the Pesach Rishon, he answered that in fact the Tana here does hold the Pesach Sheini is Docher Shabbos and Tuma. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon sibor, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, which reminds us. The next mission discusses the path taken by the Kohen Gadol as he carried the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kohen Gadol would walk through the heichal until he reached the space between the two curtains, which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the space between them was an Amah. Rabbi Yossi says there was only one curtain there, for it stated, and the Prokhor shall divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodashim. So given Rabbi Yossi brought a source for his position, the Gemara clarifies according to the Rabban, his pasuk only applies to the Mishkan. However, during Bais Rishon, there was an amatraxin, an amathick dividing wall, and the rabbis who built Bais Sheni were in doubt as to the degree of kedusha of this wall, whether it had the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh. They therefore made two curtains to enclose the space, one where the outer edge of the wall had originally been, and one where the inner edge had been. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, where each were considered a carbon sibor, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, and to see if there were dotted lines marking the path for the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the three Melchokas regarding their path the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichal to the Kodesh Kodashim. Rabbi Yudah holds there were two curtains with the opening near the southern wall, says the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh Kodashim between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both hold there was one curtain with the opening near the northern wall. Rabbi Meir holds the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. He didn't walk between the Shulchan and the wall, either because it was blocked by the ten Shulchanos, placed there north to south by Shlomo HaMelech, or, according to the one who holds, they were placed east to west, because of the Shekhinah residing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it would not have been respectful to walk directly towards its entrance. According to Rabbi Yossi, holds that the Kohen Gadol did walk directly along the northern wall. The Jews are beloved by Hashem, since the Torah didn't require them to send the Shaliach before him with the request. Each Jew may pray to Hashem on his own behalf. The representative of such a people is himself beloved and may proceed directly to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So once again, the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, where each were considered a carbon sibor, tried to peek into the heichal to get a glimpse of the two curtains, and to see if there were dotted lines marking the path for the Kohen Gadol. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Mem Zayin says, Simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. Here goes. The boy running through the Yom Kippur maze, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of Ketores, which reminds us that the reason the Kohen Gadol carries the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim with the cuff is that it was not possible without it. He couldn't enter once with the shovel full of coals and then enter again with the chafina, since the pasuk mentions bringing in only once. If he were to take the Ketores in his hands and put the machta on top, then he would need to grasp the machta in his teeth and place it on the ground and then put the Ketores on it. This would be unseemly if done before a human king, let alone before the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, since it's not possible to bring the Ketoros in his cupped hands, he does it in the manner that's found by the Nesim. Rashi explains that when the Nesim brought their special offerings for the inauguration of the Mishkan, they offered a cup Ketoros, a ladleful of Ketoros. So the boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of Ketoros had to locate seven brothers dressed as Kohanim Gadolim, which reminds us. It was taught in the Brisa, Shiva Banim Hayelo Kimchis Bechulan Shimshu Bekuna Gadol. Kimchis had seven sons, and all of them served as Kohen Gadol. The Rabban asked her what she did to be zochet to this, and she replied, Mayamai Laro Kors Beisi Kali Sari. In all my days, the beams of my house didn't see the braids of my hair. They said to her, Harbi Asukan Vuho Iwu. Many women did this and didn't accomplish what you did. So the boy running through the Yom Kippur maze with a ladle of Ketoros had to locate seven brothers dressed as Kohanim Gadolim and got bonus points if he found the kid with very pudgy hands, which reminds us. The Gemara brings an inquiry regarding the rule that the kometz is not supposed to be overflowing. When Yochanan said that Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah inquired, Bein abenim shel mali kum sum mal, what's the status of that which is trapped between the fingers of one's full kometz? Is it considered part of the kometz or not? Papa clarified that the question pertained to that which is trapped between the fingers and not visible to either side. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah resolved the question and answered that that which is trapped between the fingers is a safek. The Gemara asked, well, what should be done with this? So Rabbi says that according to the Rabbanan, who forbids something that's meant to be eaten to be placed in the Mizbeach, even for the sake of firewood, there is no option except the Kamsei Shmini that fat Kohanim perform kamitza. Since their hands are pudgy, nothing will get trapped between their fingers. Daf Memches, so the Simmer Daf Memches is a brainiac. A brainiac, so here goes. While some brainiacs, that must mean we're on Daf Memches. While some brainiacs were busy testing their pacing the kometz on the inside of the kli technique, which reminds the Repub inquired, what's the luck of after performing kometzah, the Kohen pasted the kometz to the wall of the kli sharis rather than placing it at the bottom of the kli? And Marba Ravashi asks, what the luck is if the Kohen inverted the kli sharis and pasted the kometz to its bottom? This is the case in which the kli had a hollow stand that could serve as a receptacle when the kli was turned upside down. Do we have to place the kometz inside the kelim properly, or would these alternative placements work? Both are left as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the kometz on the inside of the kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilt Ketoros from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, which reminds us. The Gemara prefaces Rapapa's next query by introducing the following halacha. If the blood of a shekel, the carbon spilled on the floor from the incision on the animal's neck, and the Kohen gathered it up, it's pasul. Whereas if it was first received in the kli sharis and then spilled on the floor and he gathered it up, it's kosher. So Rapapa inquired, what's the luck if the Ketoros scattered from the Kohen Gadol's full cupped hands and fell to the ground? May he gather it up from the ground and use it or not? Do we say Yado Katsabar Behemadami Ubasua, his hand is analogous to the neck of the animal, and the Ketoros that fell to the ground is pasul? Or do we say Kli Sharis Dami Belopasua, or that perhaps the hand is analogous to the Kli Sharis, and the Ketoros that fell is not pasul? So on the one hand, the Torah doesn't require the Ketoros to be placed in the Kli Sharis, in which case the special consecration of the Ketoros occurs when it's placed in the Kohen Gadol's hands. But on the other hand, since we learned that the Kohen Gadol practically requires the cuff to carry the Ketoros into the Kosher Kadoshim, the consecration occurs in the cuff, and the Kohen Gadol's hands are considered like the neck of the animal. The Gemara leaves it as a teku. So while some brainiacs were busy testing their pasting the kometz on the inside of the kli technique, others were on the floor analyzing the status of spilled Ketoros from the Kohen Gadol's Chafina, with their left hands tied behind their backs. Which reminds us, when Rosh Hashanah was asked, Halacha b'smol mahu, what's halacha regarding carrying the blood to the Mizbech in the left hand, he answered that it was taught in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol bringing the Ketoros, Natal zemachta b'yamino v'esakaf b'smolo. He takes the shovel of coals in his right hand and the kaf of Ketoros in his left hand. So clearly, halacha is valid if it's done in the left hand. The Gemara in the next Amid successfully refutes Rav Sheish is based on a brisa that states, Zar va'onin shikr ba'amun b'kabal b'halacha v'zrika pasul. If a zar or a Kohen who is an onin, drunk or blemished, does the Kabbalah halacha of zrika of the blood, it's pasul, v'ken yoshev, v'ken smol, pasul. And so too, if a valid Kohen does any of these avodas while sitting or with his left hand, it is pasul. Daf mem tes, so the simmer daf mem tes is meat, and we use a butcher. So here goes. The former butcher, that must be more on daf mem tes, meat. The former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi inquired, if the Kohen Gadol filled his hands with Ketoros and placed it in the cuff, but died before burning it in the Kodesh Kadashim, may the Kohen Gadol who replaces him use the Ketoros that was scooped up by the first Kohen Gadol, or must he perform a new Chafina? Papa said that it depends on the following issue. Ichofen v'chovz v'chofen, if the Kohen Gadol does Chafina before entering the Kodesh Kadashim and does it again inside, which means he pours the Ketoros back into his hands from the cuff before pouring it onto the coals, then the new Kohen Gadol can use the original Chafina since he'll be doing the second Chafina. But if the Kohen Gadol only does Chafina once before entering the Kosher Kadashim, and then upon entering he pours directly from the Kaf onto the coals, then it's a valid question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina and not do his own Chafina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina. Got nervous about doing the second Chafina with his larger hands. Which reminds Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Torah Papa that the reasoning is the opposite. If the Kohen Gadol does Chafina twice, once before entering and once after he enters, then the new Kohen Gadol who replaces him may certainly not enter with the first Chafina, since it's impossible for him not to take less or more Gedoras than he needs, since his Chafina is not the same size as his predecessors. But if the Kohen Gadol does not do Chavina a second time upon entering, but pours the Ketores directly from the cup onto the coals, then it is a question whether the new Kohen Gadol can use the first Kohen Gadol's Chafina. So the former butcher became the alternate Kohen Gadol and was called into service when the Kohen Gadol died right after doing Chafina, got nervous about doing the second Chafina with his larger hands while holding the cup in his teeth. Which reminds the Gemara proves that the Kohen Gadol does do a second Chafina from the following brace, the Ketzidu Ose. How does the Kohen Gadol do Chafina once he enters the Kodesh Kedoshim? So after depositing the shovelful of coals on the ground, he grasps the front of the cup of Ketores with his fingertips, and some say with his teeth, with the handle towards the body. And he carefully pulls it upward with his thumb until the handle reaches between his elbows, and then he tilts the cup and pours its contents back into his cupped hands. And he heaps it up on the coals so the smoke should come slowly, which the Miri says, is so the Kohen Gadol should not choke from the sudden release of smoke. Others say that he scatters it on the coals so the smoke should come quickly, which the Miri explains is so that the Kohen Gadol will not have time to gaze upon the Kosher Kedoshim. The Braisa concludes, Zohi Avodah Kasha Shebemikdash, and this was a difficult Avodah performed in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara challenges the statement given that Malik and Kamitza are also difficult, and revised statement 2, Zohi Avodah Kasha Ma Avodah Kasha Shebemikdash. This was among the difficult Avodahs performed in the base of Mikdash. Dafnun, the similar Dafnun, is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more in Daf. Nun. The nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reminds us, in the Gemara Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, the question was asked, if the Kohen Gadol shechted his chatas par but died before entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling his blood, what's the halach regarding the Kohen Gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, "Bapar v'lo b'damoshel par," that the phrase with a par implies but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha said, "Bapar v'afil b'damoshel par." The phrase with a par means, and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. So on our Daf, Rav Ashi says it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as a par, for it's written, "Bezos yavo aron el kodesh, bapar b'makar." With this shall aron come into the kodesh with a young par. Now, does the Kohen Gadol lead the par in by the horns? Of course not. El bedamo bakar le par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood, yet the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Ami, the pasuk means, "B'mal huksha aron lebo el kodesh." With what offering does aron become qualified to enter the kodesh? Bapar b'makar le chatas, with a young par as a chatas. To become qualified, the new Kohen Gadol would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model Kodesh HaKadoshim was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur. Which reminds the Gemara asks that even if the blood is classified as a part, the alternate Kohen Gadol should not be allowed to use it because it's a chatas shemesu ba'aleya, because it's a chatas whose owner has died. But chatas shemesu ba'aleya lamisa azra, and the rule is that a chatas whose owner has died goes to its death. So Ravin Bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmudim told him in the name of Rav Amram, Chatas Tzibori, V'lo Misa Asla. The Kohen Gadol's part is a communal offering since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it doesn't go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravin proceeds to bring a proof which Rava successfully challenges as he holds that the Kohen Gadol's part is a Chatas Yachid and not a Chatas Tzibor. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamur on it as a carbon yachid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question, according to the opinion that the Kohen Gadol's par is a carbon yachid, osa tamur or ain't osa tamur? Can it be used to affect tamur or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the Kohen Gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all kohanim, and an offering of partners cannot be used to affect tamura. The Gemara concludes Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the Kohen Gadol's fellow Kohanim who join him in receiving Kapara through the par. Bikvu'usim miskapri, do they receive Kapara as established partners in the offering? Or Dilma Bikufi miskapri, or perhaps he received Kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role, meaning the carbon primarily attains Kapara with the Kohen Gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining Kapara with him. In this case, Tamur could be done. an unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we have a question whether a kongaru who replaced a kongaru that died after the shechita of the par can use the blood of that par? That's on duff. Nun. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have a three women cooks regarding the path the kongaru took to enter into the Kodesh Kodoshim? That's on duff. None off. Good. Number three, which stuff do we regarding the kongaru took the katoris into the Kodesh Kodoshim with a cuff because there was no way for him to bring it in with just his hands? That's on duff. Memzain. Good. Number four, which stuff do we regarding the process of how chafina was done in the Kodesh Kodoshim? That's on duff. Memtes. Good. Number five, which daf do we have a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda whether there was one paroches or two that marked the inner and outer edges of the amatraxin? That's on daf. None off. Good. Number six, which daf do we have a question if tamura can be done with the kohen gadol's par given that other kohanim are attaining kapara through it? That's on daf. None. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have when Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua says that the altar kohen gadol can't do chafina with the first kohen gadol's chafina because the size of his hands are different? That's on daf. Memtes. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn why the Pesach was considered a carbon yachid and the Chagiga a carbon sibor? That's on daf. Nunav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we have regarding how many maracas there were on the Mizbeach each day of the year? That's on daf. Memhe. Good. And number ten, which daf does the Gemara leave as a take with the question whether one can paste the komets to the wall inside the kli? That's on daf. Memches. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.